I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at sentences which either ask the question or answer a question about how long we have done an action or how long we have been doing something for. I'm going to give you three sentences now, but only one is correct. So I want you to try to identify which of these three sentences is grammatically correct. Number one, I live in London since 2012. Number two, I have lived in London since 2012. Or number three, I am living in London since 2012. So if you know your tenses, you'll know the first tense was the present simple, the second was the present perfect simple, and the third one was the present continuous or the present progressive, whatever you call it. So which one was grammatically correct? Well, it was number two. I have lived in London since 2012 or 2012. So when we talk about an action that started in the past and continues into the present, we use the present perfect tense. So in this sentence, I have lived in London since 2012. Well, this started in the past. It started specifically in 2012 and it continues into the present. I still live in London. If we don't talk about how long we have done something, then we can use the present simple or the present continuous tense. For example, I could say, I live in London. Here I'm not saying how long, I'm just saying the fact I live in London and it's a permanent situation. Or I could say, I am living in London. Again, not talking about how long, but I'm just saying that's my current situation. I am living in London. And we use the present continuous because it suggests that it's a temporary situation. But if we say how long, as we often do, then we should use the present perfect simple or possibly the present perfect continuous tense. So let's have a look at those two tenses now. Let's compare. I have been waiting for the bus for 10 minutes. I have been waiting for the bus for 10 minutes. This is the present perfect continuous tense. We are talking about how long for 10 minutes, and it's quite a short amount of time. This is not a permanent situation or a long amount of time. So we use the continuous, the present perfect continuous. But if I say, I have lived in London for 10 years, then we use the present perfect simple. Not I have been living for 10 years, but I have lived in London. Because again, we're talking about how long, but this is a long-term situation, a permanent long-term situation. So it's more appropriate to use the present perfect simple. Let's look at another example now. I have been watching television for 3 hours. Again, we are talking about how long I have been watching TV, and we are speaking about an action. And because we're speaking about an action, and it's a short amount of time, only 3 hours, we should use the present perfect continuous tense. I have been watching, and not I have watched television for 3 hours. That doesn't sound natural. It sounds much more natural and correct to say I have been watching television for 3 hours. But if I say, I have had my phone for 10 months, again, we're talking about how long, but this time we're speaking not about an action, but about a state, to have a phone. It's a state rather than an action that we are doing. We're not doing something by having a phone. We just have the phone. So in this case, we use the present perfect simple. We don't say, I have been having my phone for 10 months. Okay, so that's the idea. Let's look at some sentences now talking about how long. And you have to decide if they should be present perfect simple or present perfect continuous. Here's the first sentence. I have been cleaning the kitchen for 30 minutes. Or, I have cleaned the kitchen for 30 minutes. So which one was correct there? Number two, she has been having her car for 2 years. Or, she has had her car for 2 years. And number three, they have been living in that house their whole life. Or, they have lived in that house their whole life. Okay, so have a think about which one you think is correct out of one, two, and three. If you need to, then pause the podcast because I am about to tell you the answers. Okay, number one. So number one should be, I have been cleaning the kitchen for 30 minutes, the present perfect continuous, because this is a short-term action. It's not a state and it's not a permanent action. It's just a short-term action. I have been cleaning the kitchen for 30 minutes. Number two should be, she has had her car for 2 years, the present perfect simple, because this is a state of owning or having a car, not an action. And number three should also be the present perfect simple. They have lived in that house their whole life, because this is a permanent situation and not something temporary or short term. It is a long term, permanent action. And for that, we use the present perfect simple if we speak about how long. Okay, so quite a few ideas for you to consider. I hope you found this podcast helpful. And remember, if you're looking to take some English classes, then you can find all the information about my classes online on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. That's learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.